Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. For those who are unable to receive Holy Communion today in person, let us pray a spiritual communion prayer and ask for the graces of the most holy and blessed sacrament. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Welcome to all on this 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Welcome also to all who are watching or listening from your homes. Thank you for worshiping with us today. Our presider for this liturgy is Father Joshua Fons. Our concelebrant is Father Piero Mazzolo. This Mass is being offered for the intentions of John and Louisa Burns.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And
brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate these sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
We give you thanks for your grace.
Let us pray. O God, who show the light of your truth to those who go astray, so that they may return to the right path, give all who are for the faith they profess are accounted Christians the grace to reject whatever is contrary to the name of Christ, and to strive after all that does it honor, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, just as from the heavens the rain and snow come down and do not return there, till they have watered the earth, making it fertile and fruitful, giving seed to the one who sows and bread to the one who eats, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. My word shall not return to me void, but shall do my will, achieving the end for which I sent it. The word of the Lord.
Abundance flows choosing your pathways. In pastures of the desert it flows, the hills are girded with joy. The seed that falls on good ground will yield a fruitful harvest. The meadows are clothed with your flocks, the valleys are decked with wheat. They shout for joy, yes, they sing. The seed that falls on good ground will yield a fruitful harvest.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, I consider that the sufferings of this present time are as nothing compared with the glory to be revealed to us. For creation awaits with eager expectation the revelation of the children of God. For creation was made subject to futility, not of its own accord, but because of the one who subjected it, in hope that creation itself would be set free from slavery to corruption and share in the glorious freedom of the children of God. We know that all creation is groaning in labor pains, even until now. And not only that, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, we also groan within ourselves as we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. The word of the Lord.
Christ is the sower. All who come to him will live forever.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd stood along the shore. And he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground where it had little soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep, and when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit, 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear. The disciples approached him and said, why do you speak to them in parables? He said to them in reply, because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To anyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because they look but do not see, and hear but do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, "You shall indeed hear but not understand. You shall indeed look but never see. Gross is the heart of this people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and be converted, and I heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see but did not see it, and to hear what you hear but did not hear it. Hear then the parable of the sower. The seed sown on the path is the one who hears the word of the kingdom without understanding it, and the evil one comes and steals away what was sown in his heart. The seed sown on rocky ground is the one who hears the word and receives it at once with joy, but he has no root and lasts only for a time. When some tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, he immediately falls away. The seed sown among thorns is the one who hears the word, but then worldly anxiety and the lure of riches choke the word, and it bears no fruit. But the seed sown on rich soil is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields 100 or 60 or 30-fold. The Gospel of the Lord.
I'm happy to be with you tonight, and this Word of God is so beautiful, simple, and powerful at the same time. So we just heard of four different kinds of soils, and I want to share you four different experiences of my missionary life in Algeria. The kids, do you know where Algeria is? It's far away, northern Africa, complete Muslim country between Morocco and Tunisia. So, I was there for 7 years, and when I arrived, I was appointed pastor of Tougourt, which is a city in the Sahara Desert, so down south. And one of the pew of your church was enough for my whole community because I had 7 parishioners, imagine. Plenty of free time to do other things, right? But I had 150,000 Muslims in town, so there were many things to do. And one of the first invitations that I got was for the Feast of Circumcision. For Muslim people, circumcision is so important. So kids, boys of 8, 9 years old are circumcised, and they are so eager to do it because they become adults. So they feel very proud. We would say it's our baptism. We do it for little kids, they do it for grown-up kids. So I was at Ali's circumcision, and we were all seated on the ground on some cushions, and there was this tabla, so this short, low table, round table, with just one plate, a big one. Each one has to take his own part in front of him. If you are too hungry, you will steal the food of your companions. So it was so meaningful, and actually it was the way they wanted to welcome me. Welcoming the Ummah, welcoming the community. We know you are a Catholic priest, you know that you don't belong to our faith, still we are happy to have you. So it was so beautiful. Second experience. In Algiers, so in the capital, I worked in a library, and in a beautiful, beautiful area, the ancient area of the city, like the Kasbah, and it's not just a library. It's a place for school support, where many kids come, teenagers, even adults, to learn different things. English, French, Arab, math, science, many things. So one day, one of the employees Muslim, of course. All our employees are Muslim, since the church is really a tiny drop in this Muslim ocean. Soraya was a bit scared and came to me saying, there is a barbu. Barbu means a Muslim fundamentalist with a long beard looking for the priest. They don't say the priest, they say the pope. For them, in each place, there is a pope. So they look for the pope. And in that place, the pope was me. So, yeah. So I went there and she was scared because usually they consider ourselves impure and they don't want to mix with us. So he came and right away he shook his hand. He's supposed not to touch me. He shook his hand, I did the same. And then with a big smile, he told me, this is my daughter. I'm sure she will learn French so well with you. Father, here she is. And I was so surprised because it's completely opposite at what they learn in their political party, in their mosque. But thanks be to God, there are plenty of surprises. Another episode, working with young adults, Muslim young adults, in this popular area of the city of Algiers, Bab El Oued, we had for a few years some lay missionaries with us. So a family that came there with two kids to help us. It's very beautiful to work together, priests, sisters, lay missionaries, all combined. And both were teachers. And Chiara was teaching theater, so to act, to play, to young adults and teenagers. And so we had this beautiful show that the group of young adults put together. So they wrote it, they wrote the song, they played, they danced, they arranged the music, they did everything. And the title was Beauty. And I really like to do it in your church because if you, instead of looking at me, you look at your beautiful stained glass, in that story, there is this beautiful painting, very big, that was done during the independence of the country of Algeria from the French colony. And we are in this black decade, so in the 90s, the country had an awful time, terrorism, and almost 200,000 dead people. And so in this village, a bit far from the city, they have this beautiful, beautiful, huge painting, and they know that the terrorists will go there and eventually destroy it. So they are very worried. And what do? They decide that the only way to keep it is to divide it into tiny pieces, and each villager will eat one of them. What is this? It's the Eucharist. And when I saw it, I saw these 15 guys playing this show, this, and all Muslim, and showing the Eucharist, I was so shocked. How beautiful to be surprised by the Lord that works in his own way in so many different ways. And then the last one, so the last episode I want to share with you concerns Abdu. Abdu is a young man who was Muslim and was teaching Spanish at the university of his town, and then he had a dream, and he dreamt Isa, Jesus. Many Muslims in North Africa and Middle East start their conversion with a dream. They dream Isa, Jibril, or Miriam. So Jesus, the Archangel Gabriel, or Mary. Because they found them in the Quran, so they know something about them. And then he went online, he wanted to discover something about Christianism and Jesus, and then he read the Gospel of Mark, and then he wanted, for the first time in his life, to meet a Christian, a Catholic, that don't make any difference, in person. Because we are so few that probably you are born and raised without ever meeting one of us. And he came to Algiers and he asked for baptism. He started this long process, 3 years, in order to be baptized, and he was baptized. And after, I met him, and he told me, you know, I really feel that the Lord asked me something more. Can I become a priest? So I told him, yeah, I mean, God willing, and the Archbishop allowing, yes, you can, but now you know you have to start something more, another long process called discernment. If at the end of it you still want to be a priest, you are most welcome. And so we started together. And just last month, he was ordained a deacon, and in a few months he will become a priest. And in Algeria we say this word, Alhamdulillah, means thanks be to God, because there is not even a seminary there, so he had to move to France. He was there by himself for years, I mean, with many companions, French companions, but he didn't give up, and he arrived till the end. And he's so joyful, not just happy, joyful, of being able to serve the Lord closely. So why did I share with you all these stories? Because we heard of 4 different kinds of soils. And I don't know, but every time I hear, I don't know you, but me, every time I hear this gospel, I wonder why the sower is such a waster. Why does he waste the good seed on the path, on the road, and on rocky stones, and among thorns, instead of putting all of it on the rich soil? Because I think he knows that the road can become rich soil, that the thorns can become rich soil, that even rocky stones can become rich soil. So if we allow ourselves to be surprised by God, everything can happen, but really everything, and much more than we can imagine. So it's so beautiful, this gospel, and knowing that for each one of us, there is this promise, you will bear fruit. But one condition. In Italy, we have a gesture. You know that we speak with our hands, right? So that gesture is like this, bloop. What does it mean? That many times the word of God enters here and it's lost right away. Instead, the movement, the good movement is this. The word of God enters and it stays in your heart, in your mind, in your soul. You keep thinking at it the whole week because it's so powerful. So, this is what we try to do every day in many missions around the world. So as PIME means Pontifical Institute for Foreign Missions, at the end of Mass you find information, magazine, prayer cards on the table there, beyond the baptismal font, and even in different at the different entrances. But anyway, so we are 400 missionaries spread in 20 countries in the 5 continents, and then we have 1,000 sisters and 200 seminarians, so we are very blessed in vocations. I'm actually the director of vocation for PIME USA, and we try really to go on sowing and planting seeds everywhere. Sometimes it looks like just a road, a rocky stone, or thorns, but it can surprise us and become rich soil. So, thank you for your generosity, for supporting us, but most of all for praying, not just for us, but for the people we serve, and to be able to bear fruit and transform whatever soil, as bad as it is, in rich one, so that we can get 100-fold, as the gospel tells us. Amen.
Let us now stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God.
With confidence in our Heavenly Father's love and care for us, we turn to Him with all of our prayers.
For all members of the Church, may God grant us the courage to preach the gospel with boldness. Let us pray to the Lord. For world leaders, may the Holy Spirit inspire their efforts to respect all human life. Let us pray to the Lord. For the unemployed and underemployed, may God provide for their needs and bring them stable work. Let us pray to the Lord. For those gathered here, may we remain firm in the teachings of Christ and follow His example of true obedience to the Father. Let us pray to the Lord. For those suffering from illness, that the Holy Spirit may come to them in mercy to relieve their pain and grant them healing, especially Richard Colombo, Jane Price, Ashley Modica, Angela Liu, and our television, radio, and online community, and those listed in our book of prayer. Let us pray to the Lord. For our beloved dead, may they come to share in the fullness of God's glory in heaven, and all the holy souls in purgatory. Let us pray to the Lord.
Heavenly Father, we lift up to you all of these prayers and all of the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts. We make them all through Christ our Lord. Amen. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Look upon the offerings of the Church, O Lord, as she makes her prayer to you, and grant that when consumed by those who believe, they may bring ever greater holiness. Through Christ our Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right to give you thanks, truly just to give you glory, Father most holy, for you are the one God living and true, existing before all ages and abiding for all eternity, dwelling in unapproachable light. Yet you who alone are good, the source of life, have made all that is, so that you might fill your creatures with blessings, bring joy to many of them by the glory of your light. And so in your presence are countless hosts of angels who serve you day and night, and gazing upon the glory of your face, glorify you without ceasing. With them we too confess your name in exaltation, giving voice to every creature under heaven as we acclaim.
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
We give you praise, Father most holy, for you are great and you have fashioned all your works in wisdom and in love. You formed man in your own image and entrusted the whole world to his care, so that, in serving you alone, the Creator, he might have dominion over all creatures. And when through disobedience he had lost your friendship, you did not abandon him to the domain of death, for you came in mercy to the aid of all, so that those who seek might find you. Time and again, you offered them covenants, and through the prophets taught them to look forward to salvation. And you so loved the world, Father most holy, that in the fullness of time you sent your only begotten Son to be our Savior. Made incarnate by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary, he shared our human nature in all things but sin. To the poor he proclaimed the good news of salvation, to prisoners freedom, and to the sorrowful of heart joy. To accomplish your plan, he gave himself up to death, and rising from the dead, he destroyed death and restored life. And that we might live no longer for ourselves, but for him who died and rose again for us, he sent the Holy Spirit from you, Father, as the first fruits for those who believe, so that, bringing to perfection his work in the world, he might sanctify creation to the full. Therefore, O Lord, we pray, may this same Holy Spirit graciously sanctify these offerings, that they may become the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, for the celebration of this great mystery, which he himself left us as an eternal covenant. For when the hour had come for him to be glorified by you, Father most holy, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And while they were at supper, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, taking the chalice filled with the fruit of the vine, he gave thanks and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again, until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we now celebrate the memorial of our redemption, we remember Christ's death and his descent to the realm of the dead. We proclaim his resurrection and his ascension to your right hand. And as we await his coming in glory, we offer you his body and blood, the sacrifice acceptable to you, which brings salvation to the whole world. Look, O Lord, upon the sacrifice which you yourself have provided for your church, and grant in your loving kindness to all who partake of this one bread and one chalice, that gathered into one body by the Holy Spirit, they may truly become a living sacrifice in Christ to the praise of your glory.
All for whom we offer this sacrifice, especially your servant Leo, our Pope, Earl, our Bishop, and the whole order of bishops, all the clergy, those who take part in the offering, those gathered here before you, your entire people, and all who seek you with a sincere heart. Remember also those who have died in the peace of your Christ, and all the dead whose faith you alone have known. To all of us, your children, grant, O merciful Father, that we may enter into a heavenly inheritance with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, the Blessed Joseph, her spouse, and with your apostles and saints in your kingdom, where with the whole of creation, freed from the corruption of sin and death, may we glorify you through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, power, and glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am
Jesus.
far from whom no life can grow. If you join yourself to me, a rich harvest you will know. I receive the living God, and my heart is full. My path is straight and true. Follow me to where I lead. There my Father waits for you. I receive the living God, and my heart is full of joy. I receive the living God, and my heart is full. Consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of Thy love. Take my feet and let them be and beautiful for Thee. Take my voice and let it sing always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from Thee. Take my my gold, not a mite would I withhold. Take my intellect and use every power as Thou shalt choose. Take my will and make it Thine. It shall be no my heart, it is Thine own. It shall be Thy royal throne. Take my love, my Lord, I pour. myself and I will be ever only all for thee.
Let us pray. Having consumed these gifts, we pray, O Lord, that by our participation in this mystery, its saving effects upon us may grow through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
I want to walk as a child of the light. I want to follow Jesus. God said the stars who give light to the world. The star of my life is Jesus. In him there is no darkness at all. The night and the day are both alike. The Lamb is the light of the city of God. Shine in my heart, Lord Jesus. I want to see the brightness of God. I want to look at Jesus. Son of righteousness, shine on my path.
Greetings. I'm Father Carl Pong. Thank you for joining us for the Outreach Mass. The Outreach Mass is a ministry of the Diocese of Lansing and supported by viewers like yourself. Your support comes to us through your prayers and through your financial gifts. Your generosity allows us to reach thousands of people every week. If you wish to make a donation to support this ministry, you may send it to Outreach Mass, 955 Alton Road, East Lansing, Michigan, 48823. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for your prayers. May God bless.